This is Mountain Heritage Cougar Coaches Corner Program, talking to head coach of the Heritage Cougar football team, Coach Jared Pope. And Coach, last ball game, I keep saying another week, another win, and I'm not sure how long I keep saying that, but the Cougars kept it rolling last week with a big win over Robbinsville.
We did. I hope you can keep saying it for about 15 more weeks. We're playing well right now, doing things the right way and handling it, and hopefully we can keep this thing rolling.
One of the things you and I talked about last week is you just keep on going unbeaten, and everyone with great expectations, target on your back. That just builds every week too, I'm sure, with the players, and you have to always try to keep that in check.
It does, but that's where you want to be. You want people hunting for you. So we just talk about how every week we just keep doing what we do. As the season goes, the games just keep getting bigger and bigger. And it seems like everybody's wanting to come watch us play right now, and that's fun for the kids. So we're trying to enjoy it at the same time.
Everyone always sees the guy running the touchdowns or the guy throwing the touchdown pass, but there's guys on the line that have to do a whole lot before that can happen.
Absolutely, and I think that's where we're winning right now, and there's no doubt in my mind. Up front, we had some question marks that had to get answered, and they have answered those with flying colors. You talk about Salvador as a sophomore coming in at starting center, Max Watts as a sophomore starting at guard, Aiden Honeycutt stepping in as a junior, and then you got Gabe and Braxton returning, and then Foster Callaway at tight end. They're doing a great job blocking for us.
Of course, one of the things, you mentioned Salvador, that name there, one of the things that you have to deal with the deeper you go into the season is you start picking up some bruises and bumps, and you're going to end up with players that have some issues. That's always the case in football.
It is. It is. And we've talked to the kids. Nobody in Western North Carolina right now is healthy. And this game hurts. So we're just trying to manage it and hoping we have everybody. And when I told them last Friday night, we just got to get to this Friday night. So hopefully we'll be there.
And then, of course, after this Friday night, what you're really waiting for is that open week, which is kind of a healing time there.
It is, and we need it. And it'd be good for us to kind of regroup and look at us and see what we need to fix on our end, too.
Road trip tonight, that's always kind of a different wrinkle from being here at home, but you've done it before, and you've proved you can win on the road. But traveling out to Swain, what do you know about the Swain team this year?
Well, you always know going into Swain County, you better be ready to bring it. They got a lot of tradition and pride, especially playing at home. So we've got to handle the road trip tonight and just be us and be able to handle any type of adversity that comes our way.
You feel pretty good on both sides of the ball about the Cougar program right now, offense and defense?
Right now, I think we're playing pretty well on both sides of the ball. We got to shore some things up just coverage-wise, and we can't give people some touchdowns. I feel like we gave Robbinsville 2 last week, but we're just getting better.
Specialty teams, another area that's always to be worked on.
Absolutely. We've spent a ton of time on that this week. I feel like they let us down a little bit Friday night. But we'll get there, and it's high school football. Kids are going to make mistakes, so we're just going to keep working.
Road game tonight. Good luck, Coach, out at Swain.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Go Cougars.
Michael Lardell for Coach's Corner Program.